A proposed natural gas power plant in Rhode Island is receiving lots of environmental pushback. One major concern is the impact the plant in Boroughville, Rhode Island, owned by the company Invenergy, would have on woodland conservation. Reporter Avery Brookins has the story.
Bill Eccleston is guiding me through the George Washington Wildlife Management Area in Boroughville.
That's a hawk. That sounds like the broadwing hawk.
Eccleston is a self-proclaimed woodsman who started hunting in this area when he was about 10. We're on our way to what would be the power plant's property line.
Okay, so here it is. Straight ahead, you've got the power plant site. This would all be clear.
Only about 35 acres of forest would need to be cleared to make way for the site. But conservationists don't want any of this forest integrity to be lost. Totaling about 12,000 acres, this wildlife corridor spans across western Rhode Island and into Massachusetts.
This is some of the darkest area between Boston and Washington, D.C.
That's Scott Cummings. He's the Associate State Director for the Nature Conservancy in Rhode Island. Cummings says there are a lot of creatures in this area that need to move around in the dark to survive. And the power plant would create light pollution, which is artificial lighting at night. Cummings says that could have a negative impact on certain species.
For some insects, it attracts them, and they'll just sit on the light all night rather than go out flying looking for food or for mating opportunities. For other animals, it basically creates a roadblock. They can't move to an area where they might feed or find water.
The Audubon Society in Rhode Island is also concerned about how light pollution from the plant could impact bird migrations. Scott Warren is their director of conservation.
So birds are thrown off by artificial light because they're using the stars to navigate. So there might be neotropical migrants that come down from Canada, northern New England, passing through Rhode Island, and then heading their way south. They're going to be using these intact forests.
And some species use the forest as a stopping off place. Conservationists worry that any interference with this habitat, like adding light pollution, could prevent the birds from doing that. Invenergy's development director, John Nyland, declined an interview for this story, but says in an email that lighting will be as wildlife sensitive as possible. He says independent environmental consultants simulated the power plant's lighting and found the project will have minimal nighttime visibility within a 5-mile radius of the site. But there's another problem that worries conservationists: forest fragmentation. Scott Cummings says habitat for certain bird species are put at risk when woodlands are separated into chunks. Cummings says with more continuous forests, wildlife can more easily find the habitat they need.
Certain animals can only reproduce at certain temperatures, or it could be food-based. I eat fruit this time of year, and I eat insects this other time of year. And so the ability to move and search these things out really is important.
John Nyland from Invenergy says in another emailed statement that the Clear River Energy Center will be confined to a small footprint. He says permitting plans for the site call for limited clearing of land to preserve as many existing plants and trees as possible. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Avery Brookins in Providence.